A chevra Parshas VaYakel begins talking about Hilchos Shabbos a little bit, the mitzvah Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, and discusses one iser of all the lametes melachos. We know all the lametes melachos, the Mishnah and Shabbos teaches us and learns from the avodah in the Mishkan, but one is explicit. One melacha, lo sevar roish b'chol moshe v'zeichem b'yom haShabbos, not to ignite a fire in your dwelling places on Shabbos. Why did Torah feel need? Why did Eibishter feel need? This one malacha to teach us explicitly in the parasha and the psukim. And additionally, it's a little bit strange. Why does it say lo sevaru esh b'chol moshe v'zeichem? You can't ignite a fire in your dwelling place. And if it's not your dwelling place, you could ignite a fire. I could go make a fire ichmeisus in some park somewhere. Obviously, badinisht. You're definitely not allowed. So why does the Torah say b'chol moshe v'zeichem? Leave out those words. So I just thought the following. As far as the lametes melachos goes, as far as the melacha of Eish, that we also could learn from the Mishkan, as we know, there was Eish in the Mishkan. Torah is telling us something deeper. The Rebbeinu Shem telling us, you know what happens Shabbos Kodesh? Shabbos Kodesh, we get together with our mishpacha. A lot of families all week long, we're all doing our own things. The father is working very hard and hopefully learning as well and davening, and he's home a little bit of time, and the mother has her avodas, and every child has their own avodas in school and work and whatever it might be. Very few families during the week have family meals. Very rare. Comes Shabbos Kodesh, and there's a tremendous, beautiful time for family. Shabbos Kodesh, we have our meals together, our sudas together with our family, we're spending time with our family, which is something very beautiful, should be very beautiful. At the same time, sometimes, unfortunately, in some homes, it creates a zman for machlokes, a time for fights, a time for argument, a time for anger, a time for disputes. Not always does every family get together so beautifully, get along so beautifully. And we know, even in the world, anger, machlokes, is symbolized by fire, by... When you see, if you ever saw a comic strip and an individual's angry and upset at someone in a fight with someone, his face is on fire and there's smoke coming out of his ears, and the Torah as well. So maybe what the Kaddish Baruch Hu is teaching us right here, besides for the Lametos Melachos, besides for relationship with me on Shabbos, I want you to have a beautiful relationship with your family on Shabbos. I want it to be Achdus V'Reyus. I want it to be a time to have close relationship with your parents and your siblings. And therefore, specifically, B'chol Moshe V'zeichem Lo Sevaru Esh. I don't want the fires of Machlokes, the fires of anger, to be ignited B'chol Moshe V'zeichem in your dwelling places specifically. And that's what the Torah is trying to teach us. And that's why as well, specifically here, where you find nowhere else, when Moshe Rabbeinu is talking to Klal Yisrael. So V'edaber Shem Moshe Leimar, and then Daber Bnei Yisrael, and Moshe starts speaking to Bnei Yisrael. Specifically here, obviously every time Moshe Rabbeinu was talking to Klal Yisrael, first he gathered them together. Yet specifically here, we have Vayakil Moshe has called us Bnei Yisrael. Specifically here, we had Moshe Rabbeinu gathering us together. It says it explicitly. Because that's the avodah of, as he's going to talk about Shabbos, he wants to tell you that his soul has to be that there's a kehillah, there's a vayakel, there's a gathering, there's a unity, there's an achdus v'reis. And when there's achdus v'reis, there's always hope of growth. There's always hope that derech eretz kadam al Torah, then we'll come to Torah, then we'll come to ruchnias, then we'll come to avodah tzim yirshamayim. That's a vayakel, is exactly gematria 151, which is exactly gematria mikvah. Exactly gematria mikvah. The mikvah gives us hope. Mikvah gives us a hope for hischadrus, it's a new beginning. Mikvah is milashon, mikaveh. It gives us hope. When we have achdus, there's always hope. There's always hope for simcha, for bracha. So mirza Hashem, every single one of us, we should be zoicha to have beautiful Shabbosim, not just obviously with the Eibishter, obviously with the Ribbono Shel Olam, to disconnect from the worldly matters and that we deal with all week, but also beautiful. Beautiful achdus v'reis with our mishpachas, lo sevaru esh b'chol moshe v'zeichem, there should be a vayakel, and then Shabbos will be like one big mikvah, and we're zoicha to be metara ourselves in the most beautiful ways through the achdus of our mishpachas, we're zoicha kedusha and bracha always. And hey, look a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh.
Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh.
Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh.
Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabb